Church wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this program, Watching for Jesus. Family, welcome this afternoon. We're going to talk about important things this afternoon. Little things like World War III, the coming world crisis. Now, we can talk about Hillary all we want to. Won't get anywhere. She comes and she'll go. We can talk about Palin. She'll come, she'll go. They're all full of baloney. They're all Eastern stars, or in the matter of the highest level of government, or Freemasons, or Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, or whatever. And this is the reality that you're dealing with today. We can talk about Fukushima. I think they're going to bring up Fukushima again eventually. There's something going on about that. Satan is working hard, family, working hard to keep us all divided, all distracted, away from the truth of what's going on today. America is not the great Babylon. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Of that, there's no question. But they're going to have you believe that the troop deployments in the Ukraine and the Balkans and Lithuania and Estonia and what have you are part of World War III. That's another lie. That the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Jesuits are murderers, are perpetrating to the world population. You know, little things like that, you know. They're going to bring upon you this thing called disclosure that's going to bring on a fake Christ, you see. So, family, I'm going to try to expose all that I can this week. Amidst all the disruptions, all things going on today, I'm going to do the best I can to explain to you what's going on, you see. Because, family, distractions in your entire family life, in your work, in your outside is going to be immense. Now, for those that are part of it, oh, it'd be smooth sailing. But that is the false that's being given to you. Now, I'm being told that My audio is low. It shouldn't be low. So So just bear with me here. I don't know why all of a sudden my music level and all that is low. It doesn't make sense why it would be that way. I will try to see if I can increase a little bit. Whoa, without all that, all these little buttons and all these things going on here. Is that a little better? Somebody tell me that knows my text or whatever. If that's coming across okay. I don't know if it's been infiltrated or if it's just different adjustments. Who knows? Anyway, so someone let me know here shortly about whether or not that my sound level is. There we go. Let's see if that works. So somebody let me know if that's increased a little bit. That knows me. That knows my text. And I'll get started here. I'm definitely going to dedicate the broadcast here right now. I'm going to talk today about some news and what's really going on behind the news, as I said it would yesterday, and then the coming world crisis will be part two. That's convenient because we don't finish yesterday. I just call it part two. I can do that, you know. And then I always put it up on my website. And my website, I keep watch of it very carefully, and also my Facebook. Shills come around, and those that want to try to snoop and poop, and I've got a bunch of them. I know who they are. So I have a little bit of change on my audio. I don't know why that is. I'll have to play it. Find out why this sound has went down a little bit. I don't know how that works. I don't like mess with too much of this. I see where the you got dB decibel level or something another. Oh my. So how's that sound? A little bit better? There you go. That should be much better, I do suspect. How the world really works is nothing like. Okay, some other people say it's okay. I don't know. Just turn up your volume when you listen to it. All right. Family, y'all being lied to by these Hagees out there and Bagleys and a bunch of others that are, I don't know, they're wise or smart. They should know their scripture, and they're not telling you the truth. They are lying through their teeth. Armageddon is 7 years after the first seal has been broken, and there's no way that first seal has been broken. It's a 7-year period. And that period hadn't started yet. And there's not a theologian out there that can say otherwise. They can deny, they can lie. But they can't prove not a word of it. That's what the Calvinists are all about. The Calvinists are saying, it's all done. Really? Why are you lying to your people? Shame on you, those that's perpetrating this facade of corrupting scripture. You'll not get away with it when the time of judgment comes before you. You will not escape the lies that you're perpetrating out there to innocent people. God's just keeping track of it until the time comes and you'll be judged. And you'll be judged very harshly as well. Of that, there's no question. So those of you in the secret societies, you will lose. Of that, I can promise you that, because it's in the scriptures. The Freemasons worship Lucifer. The first 3 degrees, they don't even know that yet. And you're being lied to by your Grand Inspector Generals and your highest level of your high-ranking 30 degrees, 31st degrees. And they will tell you, you can read it yourself. Your all secrets are out, because the Illuminati and the Great White Brotherhood are going to start the killing process once they have control of the world governments. When you think you're on the high life, you're going to start dying off. That will happen. No question about it. It's even documented. Let me say that again. It's even documented, not only in the Bible. Psalms 34:21, that includes you, because the Freemasons do worship Lucifer. You don't believe me? Ask your Albert Pike. in Morals and Dogma. He'll tell you. You best heed what I say. It's a warning. A friendly warning, actually. And a friendly warning because you have good people out there that are Freemasons that don't know they're being lied to by their own brotherhood. Family is very important to know this. It's very important to renounce the blood oath. You're not under that blood oath. Once you ask God for forgiveness, renounce the blood oath and everyone you've taken and get out of there. George Washington did. Oh, yeah, he did. He didn't trust them after a while, Fabian Society especially. The European Illuminati, the European Masonry, corrupted the Freemasonry and the Continental Freemasons. They corrupted them by design, by the way. And they carry it on an agenda. Each generation just carries on the next. It doesn't start over. They have a major objective that's carried through each generation. Every decade, something changes. Every decade is one step further to Lucifer's plan. So, family, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now. Okay, the people are telling me that my sound is fine in other places. So everybody's telling me it's okay, and I got one or two people telling me it's not. Well, so I think it's okay. I appreciate y'all telling me. Y'all. I think some of y'all recognize it saying use guys. Ewenses. Different ways they say it in different parts of the country. We have different ways of speaking in this country, but we all under one thing. We're under the subjugation of Satan, and always have been, ever since this country was formed. By the way, it's never founded on Christian principles. The Christian principles was the icing on the satanic cake. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it's true. And it can be proven. Secret societies point toward everybody else. That is the synagogue of Satan, or at least a major part of it, the secret societies, and they know it at the highest level. They think Lucifer is God. He's not. He's Satan. Satan has lost already. Which side are you going to be on? There's no way that Satan's knowledge will defeat God's omnipresence, omniscience, omnificent. In fact, he's already planned it out before his creation was even created. You know, he already knew what was going to happen. We can't fathom a God like that. We can't, our human dimensional capacity cannot fathom this. And neither can Satan, your so-called Lucifer, secret societies. He has no knowledge, I'm wrong. He has a lot of knowledge, but no wisdom and no discernment. That's why he has to tap in on what he considers Christians to find out what's going on. Yeah, that's called possession, but he has to have them cast a spell upon themselves by involving in outside activities that are away from the Bible, which causes God to pull away, leaving a portal open, allowing a demon to come inside. This is what's really going on a quantum physical level that people don't realize. They've got this nonsense, trash called philosophy, which is worthless in college, and religion, which is worthless. See, God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, which are one and the same, with different forms and different missions that God performs upon connection with his people, with those created in his image. He tries to infiltrate into God's spirit by going through the children. That's what's going on today. It's not Bundy. Bundy's another traitor. They are Illuminati. There was a speech given by one of the followers of Bundy in a city council meeting or something. He stood up and looked like a cowboy and gave a really good Hitler speech to rouse the crowd, to see who's going to rise up. They're testing the crowd, the Bundys, the Illuminati, working with the feds, playing this little salt and pepper routine, to see just how laid back Americans are. Who's going to rise up, who's not? They're testing the crowd. You already have Spetsnaz, China, Chinese troops, oh Lord, Bulgarian, all kinds all over the United States, ready to come out. Sending our troops over to the Balkans and sending our troops to Lithuania and oh, I don't know where all this. Estonia, Ukraine, get them out of here. So they won't be able to protect their homeland against invaders that our country, our government, our Luciferian government has brought in. But our Luciferian government, it's always been, is controlled by the Vatican, which is one of the worst. This is the reality behind what's going on. Whether you like it or not, it's a fact. It's about time we broke out of it. The only way to break out of it is supernaturally. And to pray for those under the spell of the blood oaths that they've taken. That's cursed their families. Family, let's get going. Lord, we thank you today. Father, we can come together in a broadcast. Lord, we need that Holy Spirit, that supernatural power. Lord, we need that Spirit upon us to give us a peace and calm, to give us meekness, to be able to operate under pressure and make the right decisions. Lord, to keep down those spells of anger, of impatience, frustration, to keep them away from us, Lord, because Satan is trying to infiltrate into what we're trying to do. Father, to spread the blood of Jesus around us all and our families, that they'll be protected and not be used by the forces outside. Interruptions will be contained and sent away, Lord, that not to let our families be used as blockages, but instead to be used to spread the word of the gospel, to give them rest, give them peace, give them healing and protection. Lord, we pray for our returning veterans. Father, we also pray for those veterans being lied to, as being sent to other countries under the big lie. That, Father, you wake their eyes up. You wake up the commanders to give them the courage to say no to the higher levels of illegal orders. That, Lord, to give them the courage to spread your gospel around, to spread your Holy Spirit, to do the right thing. Lord, and only through supernatural intervention can this happen. Lord, we pray for our returning veterans that you take their thoughts and minds off of suicide by setting up divine appointments. That the suicides are between 20 to 27 per day. And Lord, that's being orchestrated and planned and by the most evil methods. Father, we call upon you to use your Holy Spirit to tear down their protection. Tear down the protection of the Illuminati. Tear down the technology that they're using that's causing this voices in the heads of those veterans returning. And Father, to give them the courage to forgive themselves for all they've done and to go against what the commanders have told them to do. That, Lord, to go against the innocent, to be able to refuse orders that are illegal. Lord, give them that courage. Lord, we pray for these churches, that out of them you'll find the ministers of God that will preach the true gospel, will go against the 501c3 the control the government has over the churches, and go against it, Lord, and to preach the truth to the people. Renounce the blood oath, to preach to their Freemasons to get out of there, to have the courage to stand up against the secret society system. And Father, to give the congregations the courage to stand behind these preachers. Lord, we need that help. Father, we call upon you too, that you'll send protection around for these children being sought after for sacrifices. 1 million a year, Lord, that are missing and being used for satanic purposes. Lord, we call upon you supernaturally to send, Father, to soon as thy will be done, to send Jesus Christ, Lord, that we pray for his return. We anxiously await of the real Jesus Christ. Father, to strip down the protection of these fallen angels and to show the lies that they're spreading, to bring awareness to those with prayer strength, to pray against this Sananda Emmanuel, to pray against these fallen angels, to expose them for who and what they are and the deception they're bringing to us. And Lord, that's why we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over ourselves, over myself, over our families, my family. And Father, all those praying, that Lord, you hear their prayers individually as they pray. We pray everything over everything that belongs to us, Lord. And we ask you for these giant warrior angels to be clothed and armored in the full armor of God, to be loosed from heaven and surround us and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down and undam and blow up all the walls of protection around these witches, these warlocks, these wizards and Satanists and all the like, and break the power of their curses. And Father, their hexes, the vexes, the spells and charms, the fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft, and the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control. These jinxes and potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction they're causing, the sickness and pain to be lifted, the torment and the psychic power to be destroyed, the psychic warfare to be countered by spiritual warfare from those who are prayer warriors, the prayer chains to be destroyed and broken up, and everything else being said my way, our family members' way, those praying their way, and return it and its demons to the senders right now, and back to them sevenfold, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray that these lost souls will find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, and they also may be set free from these bondages of Satan. And Father, that's why we pray on the belt of truth, that helmet inside all that's true and right, and that we may be protected and held up by the truth of your living word. We pray on that breastplate of righteousness to strengthen and guard us the most vulnerable places in our lives, that which is right, good, and noble, and that we might not receive a fatal blow from the enemy. We pray on the gospel shoes of peace that guards our heart and our minds in Christ Jesus, who's the rock of ages. Father, we pray on and pray the shield of faith that into our hand right now, and that our faith may always be out in front like a shield to give us the courage to faith our fears away, choosing to walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we pray on the helmet of salvation. This protects us from being double-minded, that will allow our minds, the command center for the rest of our body, thus to be saturated with the mind of Christ and through the Holy Spirit. And Father, to take up the sword of Spirit, which is the word of God in the King James Bible. And Father, through this truth, that the enemy and his team flee and run from us upon hearing the word of God and the name of Jesus Christ, and that's spoken by the power and direction of the Holy Spirit, to give us a sword of the Spirit to cut through these wiles of the devil, we may be able to discern the schemes of the enemy and expose them for who and what they are. With all kinds of prayers, the supplications, the intercessions, we pray to you, Lord, as the one who fights our battles in the supernatural realm. That's why, Father, we pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, how do you defeat an enemy? You find their weakest point. That's how you do it. You find the weakest point. Of course, that goes both ways. And that's what's going on today. Is Satan, the supernatural, millions of demons are real. They're not fantasy. They're not tooth fairies. They're not spaghetti monsters. All this sort of nonsense that comes from those who don't believe. This is said because of their fear. And it comes at you. They have an unbelievable attack upon God's children. And that's all of you all out there are God's children. All of you. Albeit, we've all been disobedient in some way because of our lust. Satan has demons around us. It's not fantasy. It's quantum physics. As a matter of fact, your so-called Pentagon is a witchcraft sign anyway. Your Pentagon, once they pull people into the deeper chambers, they know what's going on. They know the satanic agenda that they have. Yeah, you heard me right. The lower ones have no idea. They believe it's like they're on a playing board. They got top secret clearances and all this sort of thing. They're important and so forth. They got nice little parking places. Whatever. And they believe that they're in control. They believe that they're plotting the protection of America. Well, they're being lied to. The actual events taking place is a setup for this Luciferian agenda of a new world order. Of that is irrefutable. But it's kind of like peeling the layer of an onion. Each layer does not know what the next layer knows. Or you can go out from the inside of the heart of the onion outward. Each layer, as you go out, learns less and less, knows less and less. Everybody, you want to look at it. Now, they're going to throw on you this thing called Project Bluebeam. I don't know what they're calling it today. Family, there are no aliens out there. They don't exist. But what they do have are fallen angels. They existed since the dawn of time when Satan rebelled and took a third of the heavens with him, a third of the angels in heaven with him. The flood destroyed what they thought was their world reign. They had it going on. No pun intended there. When you read about the cannibalistic evil that was going on in different other sources, but the evil intent throughout the Old Testament period before the flood was so bad, God had to wipe it out because of the DNA hybrids. They took the offspring of Cain, which we know was born of evil because Cain was the weak part. He was rebellious. That rebellion offered a portal in Cain's body that was mortal, allowing the demonic entities or Satan to influence Cain. He murdered his brother. You all know the story. Even though he was a bloodline, God made use of him, didn't strike him dead right then. But he put him out in the land of Nod. The land of Nod means the land of wilderness. In other words, the land of Nod didn't have a Starbucks, okay? It was a land of wilderness, what Nod means. It didn't have a city named Nod or even a country named Nod. Nod is wilderness. So the first city was the city of Enoch. Enoch was the first son of Cain and either a sister or a niece or some family member that of the family's members that were attracted or following Cain behind his belief would have left with him. They didn't have a dating service, a Nod, to help Cain find him a wife because man was not created before Adam and Eve. It's a lie from the Christian Identity and others that are Hebrew Roots Movement, who knows what else. Or Arnold Murray, another liar. Shepherd's Chapel, it all can be traced by Family Research Council, and it's all connected to James Dobson, and all this stuff is connected to the Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement. We're all angels before we were ever created. All kinds of nonsense are coming out of this same crowd, and they're all connected. But back to Adam and Eve. Cain left with whoever left with him and would be family members. We don't know really what age the Cain and Abel situation happened. They're definitely up in their later years of probably young adulthood, give or take, because they already were on their own occupation, if you will. You know that Cain would be of some tribal leader of some sort. There would be those that followed Cain, would be sympathetic to him. It would be family members, because incest was not a crime then. Because it's all about reproducing. It's all about building the family of God. But rebellion was also a part of it because of free will. So when Cain was cast out, he went to the land of wilderness, built a city named after his first son, Enoch. Two Enochs in the Bible. Enoch of the bloodline of Seth, Enoch in the bloodline of Cain. So now, the fallen angels come down, the fallen angels in taken physical form, watchers, if you will, to watch over mankind, just couldn't keep it in their hands. So they reproduced with the daughters of men, probably mostly with Cain, his family bloodline. Who knows where else? Producing children that were abominations, DNA that were not human. But for them to operate on this earth plane of the first heaven, they had to take on physical bodies. Otherwise, they were spiritual, spiritual only. Humans cannot talk to just spirits. You're talking to yourself or something, but something's there. So they had to take on a flesh body, and they did, made out of copper DNA, Rh negative. Mankind is water, now because they're cursed, flesh and blood. Iron, carbon, makes up the human. Doesn't last as long with electromagnetic energy that copper would. But copper was a different DNA than mankind. So when you mix the two together, you get yourself a hybrid. So that copper DNA mixed with iron DNA created abominations. And the atmosphere was different, more heavy in nitrogen, barium, minerals that weren't existing today as they were before. God put it all in the ground, too, at the flood to make sure it didn't come back up. Yet we dig it up, don't we? For the wealth, mark of the beast. He's gotten us digging it up, don't he? Gold, silver, making copper, bronze. Alchemy. These causes frequency changes, vibration, when you know how to mix it all together. Changing DNA. That's where your dinosaurs came from. Your evolution, your Neanderthal, were abominations created by Satan, trial and error. So giants were created. 20, 30, 40 foot. Another long-headed, dome-headed abominations. Cone heads, if you want to call them that. Total, absolute evil. Here's the problem. They have an insatiable desire for flesh. These demons thrive on human flesh. Especially the young. I'm not trying to scare anybody, and it's not Halloween yet. I'm telling you what they are. So when the drugs come into the bodies, like bath salts recently, these drugs have a certain frequency. These drugs open up portals for certain demons to come inside, as in the days of Noah. When those demons occupy that body, that human flesh, they take over because the mind is rendered weak by the drugs inside. So you don't have your conscious control. It's alive, the body, the flesh vehicle, if you want to call it that. And the soul that belonged to God at one time is now subjugated by drug. I've told you a secret of theirs. This is the purpose of legalizing marijuana, legalizing drugs, the CIA using LSD. Now you know. You think maybe it was to how to use it to render against the enemy, to defeat the enemy, CIA. And the CIA works for the Illuminati. They work for the Vatican, for goodness sakes, as does all the mafias. All the secret societies work together. All the intelligence agencies all work together. So it's not to render soldiers, incapacitate them. It's to allow them to be possessed, opening up portals for the demonic entities to once and finally again take a body that they lost in the flood. Oh, there you go. Now you see. Now here comes the ultimate plan of Satan, one of them anyway, besides world domination, which you'll never achieve. You're a fallen angel, and you have acquired this flesh body, and you have these Nephilim, these giants, these abominations, are your children. That's part of your creation, if you will, of using this woman, this daughters of man as your womb, as your incubator. You've now produced one of your own from your own DNA. You see what's going on here? In the millions. I don't think we can fathom the evil, the horrific, unbelievable conditions that were going on back then. Of eating human flesh like you would not believe. To destroy all those that God created by your own creation, changing birds' DNA to reptilian by alchemy. God says, enough's enough. Noah, there's nothing here but evil. Start building your ark. I'm going to destroy this. But he kept good to his word with Adam and Eve because that DNA passed through on to Noah. Noah was perfect in his generation. That's why these other corrupted Bibles, all of them, have changed that scripture so you won't have the clue, y'all, that Noah was perfect in his generation. Perfect in his generation. What does perfect mean? The Bible is clear. So why this ambiguous, he was perfect in his generation, the account of Noah? Genesis 6:9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. Well, there you go. He was just like God. And perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Well, there's the righteous part. So he's just and he's righteous. So what leaves perfect in generation? What does that mean? Well, let me give you kind of a hint. In the trash called the NIV, it's Bible of Satan, owned, copyrighted by the same man that controls the Satan's Bible, Rupert Murdoch, a knight of Malta. That should be a big hint right there. And his pastor is Rick Warren, another member of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati. There's a Satanist right there, Rick Warren. And that trashy book called Purposeful Driven Life, a new age bunch of garbage. They're all connected. Well, Rupert Murdoch owns the copyrights to the NIV Bible. Zondervan, he bought her out. Didn't buy her out, but he's a major, he owns it. He gained a major stock in it. He controls it. Don't be fooled. If you have Rockefellers, given $20 million to Harvard. Well, what do you think's going to own Harvard? Come on now. You're not naive now. I hope not. And being at all the colleges, literally, in the United States, as proven by quotes, dates, names, all colleges are Marxist based on humanism, and they make sure that happens behind the scenes. Evidence is clear. All public schools are schools of humanism, all of them, ever since they've ever had a public school, all of them. All colleges and universities are humanists, Marxist. They have resident scholars to make sure they follow the curriculum of humanism. Well, back to Noah, right quick. The generations of Noah, Noah was a just man. There's your legal part. And perfect in his generation, there's your DNA part. And Noah walked with God, there's your righteous part. Now, the other Bible say, NIV, as I was telling you, before I got on my rant, quote, this is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Blameless. That covers both walk with God and blameless. Well, that cancels out. How about the NL? Let's go to the New American Standard trash. And I could call it that because they're all corrupted except for the King James Bible. If it's corrupted, I suggest you read Revelation 22, 18 and 19, and those two scriptures will keep you out of hell. Because if you use corrupted Bibles, if you teach the wrong word, add to or take away from, you'll have your name taken out of the book of life. That's what it says. Not me, man. You can get mad at me. I don't care. But you read that. That's what God says. How do I know? Because I can read. And I trust it. And I have faith in it. It's that simple. The New American Standard Bible says, these are the records of his generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man. Blameless in his time. Oh, there we go again. And Noah walked with God. How about the ESV? Another one proven to be corrupted beyond imagination. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man. Blameless in his generation. There it goes again. All of them are saying blameless. They're not talking, not touching perfect in his generation one inch. They're staying away from it. Because they are corrupt. They don't want you to connect the DNA. Going back to Adam and Eve, to Noah. Because they started all over again. Then they got this garbage about, well, one of the wives of the sons, or one of the sons, had the Nephilim DNA. Nope. God would make sure that didn't happen. You start all over again. Well, the second attempt, the watchers came back again. The others were, as Jude talks about, were chained in utter darkness. Well, the watchers came down to monitor mankind. And here we go again. Free will was given to them. They made it with the daughters of men. Satan looked for the weak link, and the weak link was Ham. And let me tell you something. Christian identity is full of mud. Ham was not black. They were all one generation of the same DNA at that time. Ham, in Hebrew, means stutterer. He had a language issue. But Ham in Egyptian means black. When they landed from the ark, Ham went south. Shem stayed middle. And Japheth went way north in that one landmass called Earth. And they're all one generation. They're all one type of culture. They had one language at the start. What's a weak link? Ham, because he'd been cursed by God, been cursed by his father, because he saw his father's nakedness. For them at that time was a bad thing. That was a weak link. So Satan worked on Ham, worked on that weakness. Here came Cush of the same DNA, and there came Nimrod. Nimrod, using alchemy, they turned Nimrod, who then was the first Antichrist. Still all one culture, all one language. No change yet. Building the Tower of Babel. And this one named Shubat, he's another one out of what? Walid Shubat, he's full of mud. He's for distraction, to turn toward the Muslims instead of the Vatican like it should be, or the secret societies like it should be. He's working for the Illuminati, turning the attention toward the Islam. Islam's the enemy, there's no doubt. But Shubat, why do I mention Shubat? Well, Shubat says that the Muslims are building the next Tower of Babel. And that's a lot of Babel. The actual new Tower of Babel is the Hadron Collider that they're getting ready to fire up in May. And again, I think in middle of May and next year as well. A way they can bring the demonic entities, the fallen angels, into this realm without human sacrifice, using physics, ELF transmission, technology. Family, we're close, because God's not going to let that happen. They're going to open up a whole bag of worms, you can say. But the Tower of Babel was the first attempt of Satan and the fallen angels to build this tower interlaced with copper, using alchemy to open up portals through sacrifice at each level to allow the demonic entities, the supernatural beings, to come into this realm through that portal at the Tower of Babel. And they come down through the tower into this realm. That was the purpose of the Tower of Babel. God saw what they were doing. That's it. You're done. And once again, he crashed the Tower of Babel. And supernaturally, he changed languages in order that people would not work together, plotting against God, using Satan's channeling and overshadowing to give them the knowledge of alchemy, witchcraft, sorcery, human sacrifice of draining life force energy to allow this abomination to happen. He took down the tower, changed languages, and divided mankind by the languages. Now, I'm going to tell you a few more points about this. I'm moving on, because this can itself could go into a whole program. But at that point, mankind is in one language, one culture. Now they're no longer in one language, same culture, different languages that God can do. He can change when he wants to. He could wipe it all clean like a race board if he wanted to, but he didn't. He kept the DNA of his first child, Adam, the first union, Adam and Eve. The DNA was kept all the way through, perfectly, through the generations up to Noah. Now you see. And he kept it that way. He didn't kill his first child, start all over again. He didn't commit an abortion. He kept that DNA solid through that generation, protected through the righteousness. And I'll tell you who. Seth, Enos, Cana, Mael, Jared, Enoch, the real Enoch, who never wrote a book. He had prophecy, but he never wrote a book. There's another lie. Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah. In that order. You put those names in order, and you find the definition for them, and you find it says, in order, man has appointed mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down teaching, his death shall be, bring the despairing comfort. God gave them the inspiration for those names and gave us a message through the names when you find the definition of them. You don't think God doesn't intervene in man's and men who are obedient to him in their lives? Right there is a solid evidence of God's intervention to those who are obedient to him. All of Cain's offspring, including Cain, somewhere around the way anyway, Enoch, Ered, Mejuhiel, Methusiel, Lamech, Adam, Zillah, the wise, Jabel, Jubal, Tubal, Cain, and Naah, and all their offspring in the millions were wiped out by the flood totally. Nobody had a little dinghy, and they didn't have a rubber duckies back then. They didn't survive. They died. If they could swim real good, 40 days, they're going to die of hunger anyway. Nobody made it, except for Noah, wife, three sons, three wives. God wiped out everything. Start all over again. They'd have you believe that man was created before Adam and Eve. That's impossible. The Bible doesn't support that. Not at all. Now, I'm going to stop there on that because I could keep going here, but that's not the part of today. I just felt like I needed to say all that. Because that leads us up to today. And here's my major point. The point I'm telling you all this, during the Old Testament, before the flood, all that was going on, those millions and millions were the children of the fallen angels. They're hybrids. And they had to sit and watch, or stand and watch, or float and watch, or whatever watch they had, their children destroyed in horrific ways of the flood. They had to watch them destroy themselves. So they have held that against God all along. So beginning in Nimrod, he's caused us to fight, kill each other ever since. Now, I think I left something open I need to talk about right quick. If someone's probably thinking, well, wait a minute, you said you ended up there with all different languages, same culture. Well, where'd the cultures come from? Well, the answer to that question is one of two ways. One, either God supernaturally changed the body structures to match the languages. That would definitely get their attention. And then they segregated themselves to move away from all those that looked different. They moved together. And they moved and migrated away into places they are. Or, more logically, and we know this is true about manipulation of DNA, ELF, or energy sources, corrupts or changes DNA. So if they moved in different locations at the one earth back then, in 10 generations, located in different parts of the earth, different ley lines, you have different power structures of the earth. As a human being, you're put together, you have different power structures on your body. The New Agers call them chakras or whatever. But anyway, they do exist. Different power points in the body. Well, and the earth also is put together by molecules and particles and whatever else, has power points on the earth. Radiation, ELF, frequency, vibration, the molecules coming together and doing all their little things. It creates a physical environment by certain frequencies. Like ice, water, and steam. Same ice cube, but turns a different. So that's the best example I can give, is ice cube. Melt it, turns to water. Heat it up more, turns into steam. It's the same ice cube. Same kind of concept. Different frequency. Well, over a period of time, the ones that became Japheth's ancestor, Japheth's descendants, migrated north. And then the others migrated east. Different ley lines, different power structures, started changing the bodies over a 10-generation period. The languages most definitely changed DNA over the long term. Different language, then the food will change the DNA, all kinds of things change the DNA. That's more logical. Over the period of time, God, I imagine, facilitated that change. If you look at the map, you'll see clearly. South, the skin's just darker. More north you go, gets to be bronze-colored skin, yeah? A lot of color. That's all it is, skin color change. Because of where you live. They ain't got to know your soul, your spirit, or all that. And they go more north, it turns a little whiter, don't it? Go way north, they get way white. Now, you go east a little more, they're still kind of light-colored skin, but their eyes change a little bit into Oriental. So did God do it immediately when he changed the languages, or did he do it over a long period of time by where they lived? I don't know. It's one of the two, though. There's your cultures over a period of about 10 generations. And why I say that? Because in Genesis, I think Genesis 10:25, during the period of let's see. Of one of the sons, I forgot who it was off the top of my head. God divided the land. How did he do that? Either he pushed the continents out supernaturally, or he raised the water table up. And by the water table increasing, filling up the lower regions, divided the land by water. A lot of water. God can do that, you know. I don't remember exactly where that's located. So we'll look at Genesis 10:25, I believe. I'm pretty sure it's 10:25. That was like 10 generations after or so. God divided the land. And that would make the difference. Okay, 1 second. I can't give you 1 second. Prelig. Prelig, during the generation of Prelig, was when God divided the land. So there's your generations. There's your cultures, different cultures. And I think, for me, that's quite interesting. Because it answers those questions. And it does fit. Now, I want to move on. Because that gets us up till today. It really does. That's what's going on today. Is this age-old war. And includes also Jacob and Ishmael. All this is connected to everything going on today. All these little things going on like Fukushima and Bundy's and all this stuff is to keep you all busy. That's what they're all for. It's doing a really good job. Keep us all divided. There it is. Genesis 10:25. And unto Eber was born two sons. The name of one was Peleg. P-E-L-E-G. For in his days was the earth divided. His brother's name was Jokin. So if we go... Yeah, King James Bible. That's where God divided the land. And therein lies your different cultures, came into existence. So up to today, those fallen angels control your kings and queens of today. They control your governments. Satan controls them all. Has them all divided. That's the big picture. I don't look at the small picture stuff. I mean, you know, you can freeze-dried food and save gold all you want. All that, you're going to run out of all of it. You can't use your gold anyway. That's why I couldn't sell it in the other networks, because I knew I'd be lying to people, and I couldn't do that. Oh, you make 10% or 5% or some stuff. I just can't do that. It's just not my way. And that's why I never did sell that stuff on the other networks I was working on. I just couldn't do it. Because I knew they were going to confiscate the gold, and so I'd be trying to sell you gold. And then I know when they declare martial law, and they will, dictatorship. I mean, always, that's what FDR was going to do. That's what Nixon was going to do. They're going to confiscate your gold. You know, it's going to come down to a new world order. I'm going to talk about that here shortly. But what's really going on, the real truth, is Satan. At one time, had the human race in his kingdom. When you go to 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible calls Satan God of this world. Now, what do you think that means? Little g, God. You see? And so, Satan's problem, supernaturally, that Satan at that time had the human race in his kingdom. He still had a problem, though. His problem was how to keep people in his kingdom. There's a way to escape it. Those who turn to God in repentance and faith, escape from Satan's rule. That's why at the pulpits today, they're not preaching about true faith. They're not preaching about repentance. One of the last ones that was preaching that was David Wilkerson. And I think if you do your research, you will find that he was murdered. He wouldn't bow down like... Well, Billy Graham always did bow down. And all the rest of them. Not David Wilkerson. He is a true man of God. But of course, those who turn to God in repentance and faith escape Satan's rule. Their repentance is what gets you going. But Satan didn't like it, so he came up with a plan. And what Satan did... He organized the human race into a world system. And this system he's got based on, and look around you today. Look at your history books. Look at all this that's going on today, the wars and all this. Everything. The chemtrails, the vaccinations, the corrupted religion, the corrupted Bibles, all this. It's based on pride, ambition, selfishness, greed, and sinful pleasure. Lust is the biggest one. Family, these are all demonic entities that have these specialties. You can see there's nothing of God in these things. So what is this thing called the world? It's human society, humanism, with God left out of it. They control the education, philosophy, religion, science, the arts, politics, and finance. I'll say it again. Education, and all these are called rays, R-A-Y-S. They're controlled by seven specific specialists of fallen angels. That's a general ranking structure, and they meet at WSOC festivals. They meet at every 100 years. Family, this is so organized. And the scriptures say, the whole world lieth in the evil one. Family, this is the answer. It's what's going on today. You see, how can I get this across? If people knew this, they would know how to defeat it or how to deal with it. But they're not getting—they're tied up in Fukushima. They're tied up in Bundy. They're tied up in a fake World War III. If you go to 1 John 5:19, see, the Bible covers everything. That's what's so amazing about this Bible. In 1 John 5:19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. You see? I mean, that's what the Bible says. It's clear as a bell. King James Bible says, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. 1 John 5:19. And if it says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that Satan is God of this world, man, do the math on that. So I'm telling you exactly how he's got it. And you're not going to find this in the Bible. But then what happens here is they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Now, that's their weakness. But unfortunately, it's also a strength. Now, there's reasons why that they have to tell you. I'm not going to cover that today. I can, if you remind me, I'll talk about this. I can talk about tomorrow. Why they have to tell you. I know Macau has some good work on that, and some others, Scott Johnson, and I think Michael Hargett talks about why they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. So I'm not going to go for that rabbit trail. But Satan's world system that he has set up now, since the day of creation, that he corrupted Adam and Eve, and then on, Nimrod, and then on. He corrupted the system, controls commerce, politics, all religions, education, entertainment, world kingdom, world organizations, and other things. And through this world system, Satan offers people power. There's your secret societies. Riches. That's the Rain Man in Hollywood. That he gives the Freemasons all the money. He gives, makes sure they have all this little apron, little doodad things and all this. Little secrets to keep them pulled in. And even their favorite parking place. You understand where I'm headed with that? I'm being somewhat facetious. Their possessions, worldly honors, intellectual achievement, social prestige, all these things put together, as well as all kinds of sinful pleasures. Satan gives people just about anything they could want and makes them satisfied to remain under his rule, leave God out of their lives. What did he do with Jesus in the desert? He offered him the kingdoms of the world. Jesus hit him with scripture. He asked him to test God by jumping off the cliff. He gave him scripture. He knew that Jesus might be hungry with his flesh body. He put temptation in his head, turned these rocks into bread. You can do it. You can change the, well, it would be him changing, which he could, the frequency vibration of the rock into a frequency vibration of bread. He could do that. After all, he made fish and bread and to feed the 5,000, did he not? And turn water to wine? How do you think he did that? You ever thought about that? You change your frequency, vibration of water, supernaturally, to match that equally of wine, and that's what you got. But Satan was defeated with scripture. And a God who came down in human flesh defeated him in the desert. This is how Satan works. It's what's going on today. 1 John 5:19 is a very important scripture to let you know what you're up against. Psalms 2:2. Applies even today also. Now, I cover these things in my Bible studies, but the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. So now I'm going to stop there sort of change direction, sort of. And now Satan is trying to bring everybody together. Now, how's he going to do that? By first causing us to hate each other, to have chaos, to have war, to where you're going to get tired of it. You're going to crave what? Peace. And guess who's going to offer the peace? He will. Called the New Age movement. Order out of chaos. Order to Gael. Order out of chaos. That's exactly what's going on today. The world wars were planned before 1873, all of them. Now they take preachers and ministers and rabbis and priests and popes and I don't know whatever else, using the corrupted Bibles. They can't do nothing more than teach corrupted theology. Here's another way they work. I have this done even on my Facebook. And everybody else experiences the same thing. Is they'll come on to you real friendly-like. They'll find things in common. They'll watch you for a while. They'll find things in common with you. And then they'll start giving you compliments and all this sort of thing. They'll pretend to be on your side. Say all the right keywords. Get your confidence to get to know people in your Facebook account. To get to know people on your YouTube or whatever you've got. Then they pull them to the side and start corrupting what you're saying. Or they'll throw little innuendos in, and that's how they work it. They gain your confidence, and then they come at you. Behind the door, behind the scenes. That's how they work it. That's how Satan does it. You see? It's amazing how these things. This is what's really going on today. And for the others, 90% of the population, keep them busy with TV, soap operas, sports, golf, I don't know, whatever else. Just keep them all busy. Climbing Mount Everest. Oh, yeah, go for it. How many trophies can I amass and put on my wall? How many certificates do I have? Look what I got. Look at there. Just sit here and look at it. Ooh, ah, wow. Hmm. In the meantime, where's God in all this? Well, work on the fear. Here come the fear. So, I'm going to talk today. We're already an hour and I don't know. I try to set the system up, but it ends up being a long time. You know, I'll let you all know, we got Bible study cut tonight at 7:30 to 9. I'm led to talk about the confessions of sins and how to be saved, which is real important. But I'm going to talk about starting off, how do you know Jesus ever existed? That's being pushed in my face, and I mean this in a good way. So I know I got to talk about it. How do we know Jesus even existed? Because that's coming up now, big time. And then we'll talk about how to be born again. That's the most important part. We'll talk about that tonight on my website. You can listen to it. We have our program is played in highportradio.net, highportradio.net, John Kirkler. He plays our broadcast and our Bible studies. And KBLU Radio also plays simulcast, Blue Raven Network, KBLU out of Colorado. And let y'all know that. Well, I was going to talk about the news today, and one thing I want to talk about in this news, you have North Carolina's new gay marriage lawsuit. Could turn everything on its head. There's an unusual lawsuit going on in North Carolina, and I'm in North Carolina, y'all. It's shifting the conversation about religious freedom. And it could be driving a wedge between major opponents of the same-sex marriage. You have clergy, of course, from United Church of Christ. It's a liberal denomination. that's allowed pastors across the United States to officiate at gay weddings. Well, I tell you, these people are tricky, tricky, tricky. You got Christianity so divided. It's like throwing rice in a wedding. And that's how they got it set up, especially Worldwide Church of Christ and all these others. Man, you even got Baptists. I mean, everybody's got their own theology running around out there. And that's, again, go back to what I said about 45 minutes ago or 30 minutes ago, how this is all divided. Worldwide Church of God, let's see what we got here. It's like a cult group, like Christian Identity, and they're all cult groups. Yep, there it is. Oh, my. The Worldwide Church of God. Let me double check something here, y'all, before I say a word. These people are playing all kinds of these legal games. Everybody else is sleeping. United Church of Christ, okay. So United Church of Christ. I think there's a connection there. You got a link to Herbert Armstrong. What they're coming up with is this lawsuit. Okay. It's a liberal denomination. And they allow pastors across the United States to officiate at gay weddings since 2005. They file suit in North Carolina District Court this past Monday. It becomes the latest in a nationwide series of cases against the state's same-sex marriage ban. You have a lot of other lawsuits filed across the country. Now, this North Carolina lawsuit argues that the state's ban violates gay couples' constitutional right to equal protection. But there's a twist to it. The suit adds that the ban violates the First Amendment right of members of the clergy to practice their faith. Because the state's bans criminalizes pastors who bless same-sex unions, leaving clergy open to arrest. That's kind of the bottom line to it. Family, all they need is to get the NAACP, ACLU, just name it, whatever, and they're all part of the same ball of wax, to get certain presences set, then they use that to pass on to other states, and they got a foothold. Now, what does that mean? Well, here's what it means. It goes back to what I was saying 2 hours ago, or an hour and a half ago. As long as they get the state or the country to back away from God, then the more states, the more laws it's changed, is like putting your hand in a bucket of sand and pulling it out to leave a hole. You don't. Satan fills up the vacuum. So when they get enough states to change their laws, the federal government changes the laws against God's laws. Judgment is coming on this country. You understand? It leaves a vacuum. Since Satan is prince of this world, he's looking to get people to move away from God and not pray. What about Sodom and Gomorrah? Abraham was praying to spare Sodom and Gomorrah. And God said, you find me 10 righteous. Find me one. What about Noah? Not one was righteous, not one, except Noah, his wife, 3 sons, 3 wives. God said, that's it, taking the out. Lot and his family couldn't find no righteous in the city, taking the out. You're not appointed to wrath. You try, you pray, you witness, you do what you can. Even ourselves are demonized. not possessed, but demonized. A Christian can be demonized from the outside. Possessed is what it is. You're inside. I explained that yesterday. You cohabitate with the demonic entities. It's all talked about in the Bible. That's what's going on today. So the more we pull away from God, the more they do all these wars and all this going on and drugs and all this happening, Satan starts filling up the vacuum immediately. That's what this is all about. They're going to go after Oklahoma. They're going to go after North Carolina to get the laws changed. And buckle up. Everything is involved. What I've talked about today, everything is involved in the news, is what's happening to chip away at God's influence. Because you have praying people in America, allegedly in the Bible Belt. Oh, but we've sinned bad in the Bible Belt. Slaves since 1712 to 1960. The blacks. The Indians, we massacred the white settlers and the government. Ran by the Fabian Society to land grab. But you still had praying people. You still had people like Spurgeon, all the way up to David Wilkerson, those in between that still prayed. Still a stronghold of prayer is now getting very, very weak. You see where we're headed. That's why the school system has been involved in the humanism. Now, they needed this to foment First World Wars, War One and Two. You need a family strong unit of religion. That's where Billy Graham came in 1949, was to gain the confidence because he's going to be used to bring in the New World Order. Oh, yeah. You don't have to know the name of Jesus, unquote. First, you got to gain the confidence. And then when the time is right, you come out of the closet. That's what it's all about. They're using things such as the Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement, Christian Identity, Corrupted Christianity. All sorts of ways to get us off track. Now the news. Is right now, we're looking at a fake World War III. U.S. troops arrive in Poland for exercises across Eastern Europe and Ukraine crisis. Britain and France deploy 8 fighter jets to Lithuania and Poland. U.S. military exercises begin in Eastern Europe. You have 4 army units headed to Eastern Europe. Now, World War III is not in Europe. World War III Armageddon is in the Middle East. Armageddon is between Jesus Christ and his return and the supernatural army of Satan after the 7-year tribulation. And they're calling it now Armageddon. How come nobody at the highest level is calling these Hagies and calling these people on this lie that they're perpetrating? And the government and these so-called theologians out here, they're saying we're in Armageddon in Russia and, you know, sending our units over there. U.S. military in Europe is sending 4 company-sized infantry units, 600 soldiers to Eastern Europe. 4 countries, Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, each with a we receive a company of paratroopers from U.S. Army, 173rd Airborne Brigade combat team based in Venezia, in Italy. Vicenza, whatever. I can't speak Italian anyway, except spaghetti and lasagna. Anyways, Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby. I wonder if he's a Knights of Malta, by the way. That'd be interesting to find out. Or Knights of Columbus. Huh. Anyway, they're under control of the UN. Well, actually, we've been under control of the UN since Korea. Oh, shoot, even before that. Well, before that was League of Nations. We've always been in control, huh? They're setting up a fake World War III. And that fake World War III, the alleged Armageddon, just might possibly be the world crisis beginning to give the justification that we're all coming to annihilation of mankind to justify disclosure and the intervention of these aliens, ascended masters, a.k.a. fallen angels and demons that are physical body that's working with your Pentagon, working with your Chatham House, working with your Illuminati in Europe and America both. Who is that going to bring on? It's going to bring on the introduction of alien beings, which are going to be fallen angels, as in the days of Noah. One specifically named Sananda Emmanuel. He looks exactly like Jesus Christ, that you think looks like Jesus Christ. His name is Sananda. And that's why they got the Hebrew Roots Movement, sacred name movement, because they're trying to get everybody to say his name's Yeshua. And it's not. Or Jeshua. Or Yahweh. And it's not. Yahweh is Satan spelled backwards in the Tetragrammaton. Their little manipulation of consonants and what have you. I'm not going to go in there. It's not worth it. Jehovah is his name. It's in the Bible. King James Bible. The only true word of God in the face of this planet. Literally. You won't find Yeshua in the Bible neither. Now, if you speak only Hebrew, you might find it in the King James Bible. It's translated into Hebrew. It might be Yeshua. In Chinese, if you Cantonese, Chinese, a King James Bible translated will be Yasu. If you read English, it's going to be Jesus. Here's how significant that is. That when these demons are released, and they will be released, when the Nephilim come out of hiding, and your really strong hotshot SEALs or Secret Service or whatever, I don't care what, are going to run and hide when these Nephilim come out of their hiding. They have no idea what these Nephilim are capable of when they're released upon this earth. Nothing you got's going to work against them. They'll be supernatural during the seven-year tribulation, when they're released probably from the second seal to the third, fourth, or fifth. They'll come out strength about the mid-tribulation, and that's why God's wrath will reign upon this earth in the second 3.5 years. During the first 3.5 years, the only thing that's going to save you is the word, the name of Jesus Christ. That's it. Not Yeshua, not Yahweh, none of that. Jesus Christ. Calling on God through Jesus Christ is your intercessor. That's the name. And this is what they're setting up right now. If you look up Sananda Emmanuel, he's the false Christ. He's the false prophet. He'll be accepted by all those. Every culture. Because he will come as an alien outside this world. He'll look like Jesus. The Muslims already consider him to be a prophet. The ascended masters see him as ascended master. Atheists will see him as an alien. He'll fit all the bills. Specifically, Kalki Avatar. Look it up. Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva. The Prince of Peace. Well, there you go, Christians. You got one too. Krishna. The Imam Mahdi. There you go, Arabs. You got yours. Maitreya. New Agers. You got yours too. And he's also got the name called The Christ. So when you get so-called Christians out there that are on the high level with books and CDs and whatever, and they say, oh, on Sid Roth, it's supernatural, or wherever, and they start talking about the Christ, you get yourself a New Ager on the TV right there. He's going to fit all those bills, all those names. Is going to be under one entity called Sananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel. And he is evil beyond words. He will not come as evil whatsoever. He'll bring peace. He'll stop the chemtrails. He'll have no more vaccines. He's going to change all the pollution. Turn all back to where it used to be. All this sort of thing. Stop the wars. Peace, love, Christ consciousness. All come together as one. Blah, 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 blah. And when this happens, that's the first seal. It'll be focused on the Middle East. That will be the big lie. And what happens at the first seal? Peace and prosperity. Peace and safety. The real one. A covenant will be confirmed between the Israel and the Antichrist, whoever he may be, whether it's Raj Patel or whoever pops up out of nowhere. A human flesh body that will later be inhabited by Satan. That's yet to come. And when that really happens, now you can start the countdown of 7 years. But not until then. But family, when they say peace and safety within that first 3.5 years, there's a period of time, maybe a year after, maybe a year and a half after, I don't know. But somewhere in that 3.5 year period, it's going to get really ugly. That will be the real World War III. That'll be between Islam and political Zionism. And that's not Armageddon. Armageddon is 7 years later. Okay, finally, I got to the point. You see? Man, call these preachers on this. Don't buy those stupid books, man. The books are ridiculous. Blood Moons, Blitz, and Hagee, baloney. One Blood Moon, if you want to call it that. Revelation 6. Verses 12 to 17. It's there, and that's all you're going to find. Everything else is some kind of eclipse that you're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Right now, they're making a big setup. NATO world order, the Balkans, and the Russian national interests. And it just gets on and on about, they talk about how they've been doing this thing for so long. You know why they attacked Serbia? Because they were Orthodox Christians. They need to find a patsy. They found one. Unfortunately, the Albanians fit that bill. They needed a homeland. That's why the Jesuits worked on Hoxha, H-O-X-A's. I lived in Kosovo for 5 years. I made friends, close, almost like a family, with Albanians and Serbs. And both Albanians and both Serbs were being lied to by not only the U.S. administration, but NATO as well. Wesley Clark, Rhodes Scholar, right there you go. That's all you need to know. He is there to start World War III, by the way, June 1999. That's another story. I'm not going down that rabbit hole. But they had to use a culture to be able to target Serbia. And you know how far that goes back? Adolf Hitler. Using Albanians to go after Serbian Orthodox Christians and Jews. Fact remains, in Croatia, 1941 to 44 time frame, the Vatican murdered mercilessly 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians were murdered at a concentration camp called Jasanovic by the Roman Catholic troops, Ustasha. I'm not done. 60,000 Jews were murdered in the same concentration camp. 60,000 Jews. Don't gloss over this. Don't run away. Don't get all huffy, Christian identity. This is a fact you cannot refute. I'm not done. And 26,000 gypsies, now add that together, murdered in one concentration camp by the Vatican, Ustasha. And they were so merciless that it horrified the SS that were working with them. Well, I haven't brought up St. Bartholomew Massacre. I ain't brought that up at all. 16th century. Up to 50 to 100,000 people murdered in 1 week. Everybody just glosses over it. And the Holocaust, they're trying to now, the cowards are trying to say the Holocaust didn't happen. They take people on radio shows that say, well, I'm Dr. Bonatz, and I was out there, and I know somebody else that went there. We took pictures of the ovens, and it's impossible, and they come up with all this nonsense. They tried to massacre Jews the whole time. Why? Because now we go back to Satan getting rid of God's chosen people. Of course, now the Gentiles and the Jews are included together equally. So you Jews can get off the high horse now. We're all one in Christ when you take Jesus as your Savior. That's what it boils down to. Is there going to be persecution about Jews, about God's people now? You better believe there's going to be persecution. Because Satan is prince of this world, but he won't be for long. I'll tell you that right now. Back to the news. So you see what they're setting up here. They're getting our troops out of here. So they can bring in the UN troops that's already here to kill your family. But here's the rub there. You Bulgarians and your Chinese troops and your Russian troops over here, guess what they're going to do to you? They're going to kill your families too over there. Yeah, buddy, they are. Disease and other ways. While you're over here fighting and killing Americans, right? They're going to be killing your families over in your country. Because the focus is going to go down to the Middle East. The Illuminati, the rise of the old Roman Empire will be a success, but only for a short period of time. They're not going to allow any minorities, any Europeans, to be in the world government. It's going to focus back to the Middle East, the old Roman Empire. So they got to get you all to fight. We got to fight each other, you see. They were let China take over 257, almost maybe 288 foreign trade zones inside the United States as a bait to pull the Chinese into America. You see, you Chinese don't know that, do you? They're going to kill you all. It's going to be a killing ground. Yep, that's what they're going to do. Now, did you all hear recently? Let me show you how they work. Watch this. This is amazing. They put out an article. Now, if you check this article, you can do it right now, actually. Let me show you how they work. The title of the article is, "Okay to sell widow's home over $6 bill, judge rules." Now, they got this picture of this blonde-haired white girl. I'm a white boy, so I don't really get into this cultural black and white issue. I don't get into all that. You got this, you know, blonde-haired woman with a pout look on her face as a picture. And it says, okay to sell widow's home over $6 bill. Okay. So what they did was, a widow was given ample notice before $280,000 house was sold at a tax auction about 3 years ago over $6.30 and unpaid interest. $6.30. And a Pennsylvania, hint, hint, judge ruled it 3 years ago. So a decision was turned, the decision turned down this lady's request to reverse the September 2011 sale of her home outside of Aliquippa in western Pennsylvania. Quote, I paid everything and didn't know about the $6.30 bill. For the house to be sold just because of $6.30 is crazy. Still lives in the house, plans to appeal it. Nice house. I'd give him $7 for it. With all that aside, Don't that sound nuts? Now, that's what I'm supposed to tell you. But what the reality is, look at the title of the article. It's a widow's home. Widow's home was sold for $6.30. White girl, blonde haired, blue eyed or green or whatever. In Pennsylvania. Now, why Pennsylvania? Oh, look at here. The most powerful court in America is not the United States Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. 42 PA, CSA 502. So what it does is this thing sets a precedence to take the homes, sets up the acceptance for Nacera, paying off all debt as an alternative. No more widow's homes will be taken. So let's take Nacera and become the North American Union. It gives the property to the slaves that's been working and living in the United States since 1700s. Is all it's doing. I just wonder if this woman's husband was a Freemason. You see, the trick they're setting here is very clever. And in Pennsylvania, no less. Because Pennsylvania rules higher than Supreme Court. I bet y'all didn't know that now, did you? It does. It's the most powerful court in America. Not the U.S. Supreme Court, but the powerful court in America is the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. Because we're a colony of England, by the way, y'all. And the President of the United States is nothing more than a corporation president. He has no executive decision-making capability at all. The Vatican tells him what to do. The Queen of England, the monarchy, the Vatican, that's controlled by the Illuminati, controls the presence of Israel, United States, Incorporated, Canada, and Australia. Or colonies of England today. Oh, they're tricky, aren't they? They have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. I was telling you all, I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I could have mentioned this the other day, but I forgot. I'll mention it now. In this North American Union that's coming up, they're not going to use police officers that's currently working. They're going to only use those that take a blood oath, Freemasonry, and are prisoners and felons that will be released throughout the United States. Now, I've been telling people this for the 5 years. I've got a study on it, like an 80-page study, to prove it. But actually, Adolf Hitler used felons for his national police force in the 1940s. That is also a New Age concept. Number three, the New Age movement, New Age religion, belief, humanism, is not to have felons in prisons. Because of this, you learn by experience concept. This, what goes around comes around, so every mistake you make, every crime you commit is a learning experience for you and the victim. See, now, what you all New Agers didn't count on was that when you bring your theology to America and the world, actually, they're going to release all the felons on your butt. You didn't know that, did you? You see, yeah. Psalms 34:21. You better look it up. Because just the New Age movement, these felons don't believe in that New Age I love you stuff going on. They don't card to that at all. They believe in rape, murder, killing. You understand what you've done. This is a theology. Now, me telling you this, I've been warning people about them releasing felons little by little, trickling it out over a period of years since 2006. Actually, before that, but that's when it really started. You will find right now, if you do research, 50,000 felons to be released from California for the West Coast. East Coast is Maine, I believe Illinois, some other places, I forgot right now which ones. doesn't matter, throughout the United States. They're going to close down the prisons. You understand this? And you're asking, well, what about the police that's working today? Can I answer it like you don't want to know? Answer. To be considered enemies. Well, here's my point. Article came out just a few days ago. Hundreds of U.S. inmates sentenced to death are innocent, researchers say. They're closing the gap. They're going to get rid of the death penalty. They're going to get rid of crime, meaning whatever they do is okay. Kind of get rid of, I'm talking about. As in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. Helter skelter. That's what Charles Manson has been doing all this time. That's why he had like 4 and 5 cell phones. Because he's been coordinating the street gangs inside being protected like that murderer Mandela. He's a Knights of Malta. As I've said many times, and I feel good saying it, is that Mandela couldn't hold a candle to Martin Luther King. Two opposites entirely. And yet the news paints them the same. Man, don't insult the memory of Martin Luther King with Mandela. Martin Luther King was a real peacekeeper. That's why the Vatican, the Pentagon, murdered Martin Luther King, JFK, Bobby Kennedy, and Malcolm X. Because they weren't working with the Illuminati. They were working their activism. JFK was going to dismantle the Illuminati. Bobby Kennedy was going to take down the Mafia, which worked for the Vatican and the CIA. And Malcolm X was, you know, working for the blacks and the slavery. We put blacks in slavery since 1712 till 1960. Of course, that was planned by Illuminati on a 250-year program. We went almost exactly 250 years. Look up Tyler's 8 Steps, Democracy to Dictatorship, and you'll find how it worked out. It worked out perfectly. Family, you got to know your history to know how Satan's been operating in our country. That's the bottom line. Hundreds of inmates sentenced to death are innocent. Wouldn't that prompt someone to want to get rid of the death penalty in the prisons? Absolutely. Now they're looking at an article I found some time ago that all those within 10 years and on low crimes are going to be released in the past 10 years. How much more are y'all going to need to know they're going to take those felons, well-trained in Christian identity concepts, Blackwater, multilingual, to be made part of, since 1990s, the multi-jurisdictional task force? We brought 10,000 Nazis over in Operation Paperclip. You think they came over here for sunny Arizona or the coldness of Buffalo, New York or Hollywood? No, they came over here to work. Von Braun, to bring up this corrupted NASA, which is a nestbed of Masons, to prove that space travel was possible, and they've been lying ever since. Family, you've been targeted. And they've been targeted. This is the problem. They don't realize it. They're working for those that's going to kill them anyway. I don't know. Some of you may understand what I'm saying, and some of you may think I'm just crazy, but the evidence is clear. Some of you all know exactly what I'm talking about. And some of this I can't go in absolute detail. We'd be here rest of the night. I've got studies for everything I'm telling you. I'm just trying to warn people the best I can in my little old world here. And I'm warning the other guys, the bad guys. I'm warning you too. They're going to come after you. They're not going to let you survive. They're using you now. They're going to kill you later. And your families. The ultimate is supernatural. Whether you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. That's the bottom line. And Satan's got you all messed up. You got Palin, who's a pretend Christian. Palin says, if I was president, waterboarding is how we'd baptize terrorists. Well, now, I guess she doesn't realize that terrorists are controlled by the CIA. Islam was created by the Vatican. So what's she talking about here? And what about forgiveness? I believe in crime, and I believe in punishment for crime, all that. But for a so-called Christian to come up with a statement like that, it's not Christian. But I did a little more research in it, and, well, alas, I discovered that she's featured frequently on the Council of Foreign Relations website. Articles about her promoting her. Up, slam, dunk, Palin. Council of Foreign Relations, Illuminati. Then did the old head slap thing. I see what I'm talking about now. She's Illuminati like Brewer, Joyce Myers, Issa Starr, all the rest of them. Family, Jesus Christ, the only one you can trust. What do you got here? Rand Paul and Sarah Palin, 2016. Oops. Oh, and Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian. Isn't there a match game where you get two things, go match, match, and you win something? We have a match, family. And then you got the FBI warning, New World Order, conspiracy theorists were planning violence and terrorist attacks. Oh, boy. I guess I can't talk about it no more, y'all. Here's a good one. Transhumanism. It's unstoppable now, but left to the cabal, life would be subhuman for those not selected, leaving you where? Well, don't we all want to take the mark of the beast then? John MacArthur, a so-called theologian, thinks so. All the so-called religious experts are coming out of the woodwork is what they really are. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an unexpected end. Jeremiah 29:11. Better take heed. These articles reflect what's going on today, and what I do is I copy-paste the article into a URL bar, or, excuse me, search bar, and I'll find out whether or not that article's been splattered all over the United States, and it has. If it hadn't, it's local. I don't really worry about it. It's a message to some people. But family, world crisis, Armageddon. They're lying about Armageddon. It's not in Ukraine. It's not in Lithuania or the Caucasus or whatever. It's going to be in the Middle East. They're lying to you. It's possible these insiders will initiate a world crisis. They'll only do it if they feel it's necessary to get the public to accept this new world order. And the mere threat of a major world crisis will be enough to scare the pants off of you. And the public accepting of such a change as this. And if they especially couple it with problems of world hunger and global debt, that's where Nasera comes in, and the created panic over the environment. All this is set up through the Club of Rome, Council of Foreign Relations, Rolling Institute of National Affairs, Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, UN, Gorbachev Foundation. They sit around a round table, literally, like a bunch of boobs. They sit around there drinking water and whatever else they do, and they plan the future. But you know, historically, wars have been effective in advancing the cause of world government. The fact is, major changes occur more easily during times of crisis. The way to control people is through war. So, previous world wars and Germany and the main instigator, the world's next major conflict will undoubtedly be sparked by a method of tensions surrounding the Middle East. Maybe Syria. Maybe Iraq, Iran. Where is it now? The Ukraine. And they're calling that World War III, Armageddon. No, they're dead wrong. A fake one? Sure. To bring on Sananda Emmanuel. Then that begins to focus the Middle East. Y'all get ready. America, it's going to happen in one day. One day you're going to wake up. This new Tower of Babel, the Satan personified, will have the powers of darkness at his disposal. He'll be capable of performing every sort of sign and wonder imaginable. New Agers will appear on the scene, fully organized, demanding a one-world government be established for peace. Most of the public is not aware of this network. It's been organized specifically for this purpose. I've been explaining it for the longest time now, trying to. The most convincing arguments will have to do with the environment, global debt, world poverty, prevention of war. The New World Order will appear to come from the bottom top, from the bottom up, as something that the people of the world really want. That's how they're going to spring it on you. It won't be the system being forced on us by our politicians. That way too many people are suspicious of it. Instead, the inhabitants of New Age Mother Earth will believe that they're in control of their own destiny. They'll be obsessed with mysticism and occult. All that to pull them in. This is part of the world crisis that's coming. Wouldn't it be interesting if it's Raj Patel as Maitreya or as the Antichrist? Sananda Emanuel, the fallen angel, the alien visitor, would promote him. He's got to fit Krishna, Imam Mahdi, Prince of Peace, all those. And Jesus warned at this time. And now they're coming out of the woodwork. False Christ everywhere. Till the real one comes out. They need some kind of crisis to bring him out. Now, I didn't get to World War III exactly. I'll just cover that tomorrow. Part two. Told you it's coming. Part two tomorrow, we'll talk about World War III in more detail. And is World War III covered in the Bible? In the scriptures. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. I got a bad habit. I'm trying to work it out, but the bad habit I got is sometimes I get off on trails trying to explain one thing. I go into too much detail, and I got to pull my way away from that. And other times I have to. So I do rabbit trail. That's kind of a bad habit I've got, I guess, but I'm trying to get away from that. But by the same token, everything when I do go off on another trail, it actually explains is all connected. So anyway, tonight I want to know or teach or talk about or share with you, use whatever you want. How do you know Jesus ever existed? And we'll talk about that and how to be saved. We're talking about the discovery of sin and sorrow for sin and how to be saved. That's very important, by the way, because it's going to boil down to that, not freeze-dried food. It's good to have all that stuff and so forth, but family is going to get down to it. You're going to run out of everything except Jesus because he's eternal. Y'all have a great night tonight. See y'all tomorrow, 4 o'clock or this afternoon at 7:30 for Bible study. And tomorrow we'll talk about more about World War III, Armageddon, and the news again tomorrow. We'll talk about some other news parts and so forth, about what's really behind the news. Appreciate you all attending today. And family, pray. Get out of these secret societies. I mean this. You got to get out of them. But when this thing goes down, a currency exchange, economic blast or something, something's coming economically. This Nasara, this so-called Iraqi dinar or revaluing the world currency or something, I don't know. This is linked up to one called Saint Germain. Sananda Emanuel are linked up to this currency exchange. These are fallen angels. These are real. The only one you can trust, no human being on this earth you can trust, not one, ever, And certainly no fallen angel comes down here, some alien. Only Jesus, and he's going to fix it 7 years after. But we're to still work. Revolutions are going to fail. Always have in our history. We've never won a revolution, ever. We've been placated into believing it, but there I go again. See, there I went down another rabbit hole. Ha! Caught myself, didn't I? Yeah, anyway. There's so much I want to tell people, but it's just, I just hate all this deception. Y'all have a good night, and tomorrow we'll continue on and talk about this coming world crisis, because I see it taking a little bit of a turn on us here. Family, I appreciate you all attending. And pass the word. I have a website, watchmenforjesus.com, a Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus. And family, I'm just trying to inform people. That's all. I don't take any stance at all except for Jesus Christ and the King James Bible, irrefutably the only true word of God. And there's not one theologian living today that can prove otherwise. Not one. They never have in 400 years. They never will. Until disclosure. And that'll be the falling away. That's the only time it's going to happen. Family, stay true to the word. So God bless. Good night. And this is the Watchman signing off. For those new, we'll shut off, and as I do, the 24-hour loop will continue on with my 24-hour broadcasting. Have a great evening. Signing off.